Dershowitz, There is an International War Against the Jews. By Jeff Poor on November 3, 2023. Thursday, during an appearance on FBN's Kudlow, Harvard Law Professor Emeritus decried anti-Semitism on college campuses. He also lamented President Joe Biden's effort to draw a moral equivalence between anti-Semitism and alleged Islamophobia. According to Dershowitz, there was an international war against the Jews underway. President Biden wants to create kind of a moral sense of equality, he said. So, he always talks about anti-Semitism and in the same breath talks about anti-Islam and anti-Arab attitudes on college campuses. That is a myth. There is no anti-Arab or anti-Muslim attitudes on college campuses. I know of not a single instance where a supporter of Hamas has been assaulted or has been threatened. It is all directed against Jews, he continued. There are pro-Islamic and pro-Hamas, pro-Arab attitudes on university campuses. You know, the Wall Street Journal borrowed my title. I have another book coming out in about a month, The War Against the Jews. It was originally The War Against Israel. But it is clear that this has become an international war against the Jews. And it is waged by woke progressive young people, the modern-day version of Hitler's youth. Remember, Hitler came to power as a result of students starting at Munich. Stalin came to power, the Ayatollahs came to power. We should not do what some people saying, oh, they are only students. They are young. They are naive, Dershowitz added. No, students have caused some of the greatest bloodbaths in the world. And today, the Hitler youth on Harvard's campus, and on Penn's campus and campuses in the world, are turning on Jews. And we have to focus on that problem, not a non-existing problem of Islamophobia, which is a made-up term. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.